sick of all you sycophants, ignorance and miscreants, simpletons and little ants, trying to split their sentience. People peddle pestilence, land pipe on their settlements, and I don't think it was even food for it was excrement. Get your head in it. Second wind represent white shit, kid. I never stepped in it. I reckon it's.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to Tequila. This is the podcast where we talk about tech while taking a shot of tequila every 10 minutes, but not today. This is a sober episode. I am drinking a beer though. But I am your host, Daniel Regera, and I'm with Nina Hernandez today.
What up?
Close friend and previous guest on the podcast. Just here to have like a little brief chat about E3 news.
How could we not? How could we not?
How have you been, Nina? You doing all right?
You know, just working, just grinding, trying to be a...
Working my ass off.
Pretend to be a journalist. What about you?
My cosplay.
Right.
The same thing. I pretend to be a designer, you know. I do just my best.
Fake it till you make it, right? Just dress the part.
Yeah. At some point...
Be busy.
At some point, you know, we gotta show these haters. They can't hold us back. They
right?
can't stop us.
I said something on Facebook earlier, and a reader was like, God, more Mexican panic.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
Whoa. On yeah, Facebook, know. No less?
Yeah.
Holy
yeah, it was pretty hilarious.
Shit.
Don't panic, I'm Hispanic.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't really know either.
What the fuck? Okay. Well, that's a thing. Good way to start the episode off.
Yeah, racism.
Christ. Okay, well, on that note, segue. So,
you know what's not racist? Pokemon.
There we go. Boom! So I wanted to talk briefly about the Pokemon Let's Go thing, because I have feelings, and I'm a huge Pokemon nerd. Also, Pokemon Let's Go, Pikachu and Eevee. Nina didn't know anything about it and thought it was a Hey You Pikachu remake, which is amazing.
Which I like, it did strike me like, why would they want to do that?
To be fair, like the naming convention, like I don't blame you. Like it sounds like some stupid shit like that. Like,
yeah.
Hey You Pikachu, Let's Go Pikachu. So Nina was like, similar. Fuck that. I'm not buying that shit. Which I don't blame
you. Who are they marketing this to?
Yeah, as like a huge Pokemon fan, I didn't play or care for Hey You Pikachu. So like, fuck that shit. You know, that was like Siri before Siri came out.
Right? Oh my god.
Pikachu, set a timer. So
taking yeah. pictures of shit, like the... So,
dude, the taking pictures game, the Pokemon Snap was amazing. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When you were, like, going through a safari.
Mm-hmm. You could, like, throw apples yeah. and shit.
Yeah.
That was good. Okay, so this Aww. Game, I'll break it down for you.
Those were the
and
days.
You can give thoughts and opinions. So the Go aspect in the name is supposed to reference Pokemon Go. And so this game, people keep calling it a remake of Pokemon Yellow. I would not call it that. I would say it is inspired by Pokemon Yellow because it takes place, like, you know how Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow came out in like the late 90s. Well, this is basically 20 years later. So like Red and Blue, right. the characters are like our age. Because, you know, we were like 7 to 9 or 10 when those games came out. And they're our age. And they're kind of
right
like...
Right now they're like adults.
From what I understand, there are secondary characters that kind of influence the plot. And you are, you know, just some kid. Which actually, a lot of people pointed out, the kids look like younger versions of the default Pokemon Go female and male avatars, which is interesting. So that's cool. But basically, so imagine like Pokemon Yellow on the Switch with like sweet graphics, and you catch wild Pokemon like you do in Pokemon Go by like throwing a Pokeball with the, I almost called it a Wiimote. The Joy-Con. I don't know how I'm gonna do that.
With like the Joy, yeah.
If I'm playing on the train, like in the video, they show people like throwing it with their hand. If I'm playing on the train, I'm not gonna swing my hand around.
No, no.
Just, like,
yeah, don't get arrested. Don't get beaten up.
As I'm sitting down. Sorry, dude.
It's like, uh-oh.
So there's probably like a joystick version of it too. So yeah, you throw a Pokemon for wild Pokemon. You don't battle them anymore. But then there's still like trainer battles and gym battles. But the part that's cool is just that it's you know, all the first gen Pokemon only. It's none of the new ones. And the part that I love is that it just the graphics are fucking awesome, and all the Pokemon are like overworld. So like as you approach the grass, you could see like a Caterpie in the grass or whatever, and like encounter it. Or like Pidgeys are flying around, and when they touch mm-hmm. you, you know, it starts wow. the battle or whatever. So that shit's cool. So that's what that is. But they did right. announce that this game is basically them being Game Freak, the developers of the Pokemon games, kind of because Nintendo was pressuring them to try to release something this year, and they were like, "Fine, here's a thing." As we work on the main game, as like the on the main series game for the Switch, you know, the next generation, which is going to come out, they said second half of 2019. So we have that to look forward to. But yeah, that's that.
Dude, do we? Does. I mean, that just seems like forever and a day from now.
I want them so bad.
don't remind me. Yeah.
These games do look fun.
So this is like just like a preview.
No, there is a story. There's absolutely story. There's not like a story. Be, you know, like following the same like gyms in a row, you know, the same order, as it were, from what I understand, as Pokemon Yellow. So it's kind of like a revisit. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the same gym leaders or since it's like 20 years later, if there are new gym leaders, that would make sense to me. I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, that's what that is.
So it's just like a more interactive. It's a Switch it's just Pokemon, like a Switch, like Pokemon.
The strategy for this is basically to get Pokemon Go players and like casual Kanto lovers back into the series before the huge main series game next year. You know, because they got to sell those units.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I think I'll just wait to get this a Switch until.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are feeling that. I already have a Switch, and so I pre-ordered the shit because I get as much Pokemon as I can take. You know, I will purchase whatever comes.
Right. No, that's fair. I mean, I'm happy with the direction of it. Mm-hmm. I'm happier than I've been in a lot of years. I think the strategy is interesting
in
that
they're trying to like pull in like casual people right before the release of the main one on the same platform, you know? They're like, hey, if you like Pokemon Go or if you're like a Kanto OG type person, play this game on the Switch. And then when the new one comes out, it'd be like, hey, you have the Switch, just buy this shit. Yeah. That's that. We don't have to spend a lot of time on that. It does seem interesting.
And so just basically like the Eevee version.
Yeah, you get an Eevee instead of a Pikachu.
Eevee follows you
also
around.
Apparently you can't evolve. I got the Eevee version.
Why would you ever do
I
that?
I like Eevee way more than Pikachu. Yes. Eevee is better than Pikachu.
What?
Girl, don't come correcting me.
No.
Because Eevee is a better Pokemon.
Why would you want that? No, I'm just saying why? Have you no heart? God. What? You would rather
blue.
Be Gary?
Also, blue is way cooler than Gary.
red is cooler
They're
than
both
Ash.
The
but I'm just saying, like, you'd rather be Gary. Come on.
Yeah, enemy people.
I would rather have Pikachu.
The Pokemon
I'd rather be like
Eevee
the,
is better
like
than
the
Pokemon
anime.
Pikachu. Characters aside.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess if all you care about is, like, having the best Pokemon, well, then sure.
There's also an element of,
but
like,
I don't even care.
Like,
I mean,
mainstream. I'm trying to be, like,
know.
Hip and, you know, edgy. So I chose Eevee.
I would just pick Pikachu because I like Pikachu.
I've never
I
been
just
a
pick Pikachu
fan.
Because I like I've, Pikachu.
I think Pikachu's okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. I always said it. And then one time I turned it into a Raichu because I put it in the thing or whatever.
No, it's the Thunderstone.
I traded it and then I got so depressed. I was just like, man. Yeah, but you can't, like, in the game, you have to, like, put it in the thing before it'll do it or some shit. At least that's how I remember.
Maybe.
I could be
I
wrong. I could be just making that up. I have a feeling. Maybe that was the show.
I never liked
watch
the
show
okay,
a lot.
That's a different topic, though.
This show was real good.
Okay,
though.
So the
it.
Rest of I only really give a fuck just about saying. Nintendo and a few other things outside of Nintendo. So we can talk about Nintendo E3 briefly, but so yeah, Super Smash Bros. Is like
Super
the
Smash
announcement
Bros.
At the end, which was interesting. Before that, all the other ones they announced were so they got Super Mario Party, which looks cool as fuck. I'm gonna get it for sure because I love Mario Party and I like having people over to play.
Yeah.
Like, I already have Mario Kart on the Switch for when people come over. I have another game for when people come over. This looks really cool. When we first started talking about it, I don't know, Nina, if you were on that episode or not. I think it was, like, me, Eric, and you, maybe? Or maybe it was other people. Maybe I'm misremembering. But we were talking about when the Switch first came out, and I was like, yo, this needs a Mario Party game. Like, this would be, like, such a great thing to have around. Like, it'd be like, yo, bring your Switch, you bring your Switch, and we'll have, like, fucking six people playing Mario Party.
Dude, that does sound fun. That sounds like the old days when we all had like our own controllers.
Yeah, like, yo, bring your GameCube controller, we'll play
like
Smash.
That.
Oh, man. Yeah. So this looks fun. I mean, you know, Mario Party game. There's really not much else to say. You know what those are if you've ever played them. They're all like the same formula. Yeah, over and over again. Do you know anything about the Xenoblade series? I never played them. Yeah, I'm not too familiar with that, so I'm not going to talk about it. Fire Emblem is one that you are excited for. I've only played one game in the series, but it looks cool.
Yeah, it seems like pretty much everything else Nintendo is doing for this, which like just the best the Switch version of these franchises, like, so I mean it's updated graphics, like it sounds like a new storyline.
What's interesting is all the cutscenes look like anime quality now instead of like on the 3DS it was you know, just figures like moving their mouths and you had to read it like
So I saw on Twitter like 3DS maybe like out of commission by 2019. Do you think
because
that's
real? Trying to push, you know, like the Switch is now their console for mobile and, you know, like home. So I wouldn't be surprised.
It's kind of like, why do they even have 3DS?
The thing is like, why would
anyway?
They? I don't know if they're still coming out with 3DS games. I don't think they are, but it's like a they're just stopping to sell them. You know?
I think. Oh, right, because they still
I don't know why.
The
that's the thing,
as,
is I don't know why they're still
about.
Selling it. Like, if anything. I guess there are people holding on.
Right, it's... It was a very specific time. Like, I sold mine a while ago because I was just like, I don't use it, and I don't think I'm ever going to
Yeah, if it weren't for the Pokemon series, I would do the exact same thing.
Sadly.
But I am... Yeah,
oh, you
I'm
still
want to
play those games
through
on the
through.
DS?
And I'm trying to have one of every like generation, you know. So that's the device that I have to play most of them on. That I have. But yeah, this Fire Emblem looks pretty interesting. A lot of people were excited about that. They were talking about Fortnite is now going to be on the Switch. They're porting it over, and then people were freaking out that the PlayStation version of Fortnite won't be able to connect to the Nintendo Switch one. Unlike some of the other games like Rocket League, you know, Rocket League is cross platform on every platform.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like there's no excuse for that.
That's what people were saying. People were like super pissed at Sony for that.
Like, really? You know what we want. Why play around? Just make it happen. Or
yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure there's a reason.
Put in jerking off motion here, you know. It's one of those.
Right.
I don't know, man. Whatever. It's them trying to play hardball, right? It's like how you can't buy the fucking like Chromecast or Apple TV on Amazon, you know, like is that kind of shit. It is fucking stupid.
It's so stupid. Yeah.
That's that. If you're, I'm not really into Fortnite, but if you are, it's coming to the Switch. Cool. There's Hollow Knight. I don't really fuck with Hollow Knight. I don't know if you do. But okay. So the crown announcement. What's crazy is they didn't. So they talked about Smash a lot, but they did like a lot. But they didn't talk about Metroid Prime 4, which is supposed to come out next year. And
oh, I know.
Did you play the Prime series at all?
Metroid.
The Prime series on the GameCube, and then I think the third one was on the Wii too. What?
I never had a GameCube.
Dude, the GameCube's one of my like most nostalgia consoles, man.
Oh yeah, I mean, I always wanted one because like you know it had the handle and shit.
That's
but like
the selling
I,
point,
I
the
just
handle.
Never had one. The handle and shit.
That's what did it. Like, not the games. It's the fact that I can carry this cube everywhere.
I'm like. Like a
this
purse,
is my video
yeah.
game console purse.
I wanted one bad.
It only carries this.
Those were the days. Those were the days. Yeah, right. One disc.
The GameCube was interesting though. But yeah, the Prime series, there's just been it's been a minute since we got a good, you know, Samus game, a good Metroid game.
Right.
I fucking hated Other M. I think the general consensus amongst most people is that Other M is like a mixed bag. I don't like the side scroller Metroid games. I like the first person, which is why I like the Prime series a lot. Also, like Metroid is the only series I can think of off the top of my head that Nintendo has like a cool female character. I don't know. If you like Peach, I'm sorry, but I can't think of any other.
Yeah, Peach is a trope.
Kirby's a boy.
That
I'm pretty
cool.
sure. Whatever.
Yeah. Or really
yeah,
amorphous.
Like not a human.
Like kind
not
of...
a humanoid creature.
Yeah, not really a gender.
But, so
yeah.
They didn't say shit about that, which is unfortunate. But anyway, Super Smash. Did you see anything on the Super Smash Bros?
That'll
when it
be
was
fun.
Being announced?
I just
I want
to be Charizard.
I want to be Charizard. I want to.
I want to be Charizard.
There was so.
That's
so
pretty
apparently
much what I thought.
They're bringing back every single fighter from every single Smash game ever, which is fucking awesome. It's called Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
There's a.
Yeah, and even this list that I'm looking at in this Kotaku article, they missed a Pokemon trainer is one of them that I think they missed. That one was
nice.
My favorite.
Nice.
Yeah,
Star Fox.
Wolf is back from the Star Fox games. Wolf is like a bulkier, really strong version of Fox, not as quick. Wolf was really cool. Yeah, but like literally every single character that's ever been in a Smash game is back now, which is fucking dope. The graphics are updated, as we've been saying. Nina said earlier that they're all in like HD now, obviously. Thank God.
Thank
it's
God.
It's like we live in 2018 or something.
Finally.
Pretty straightforward. I mean, like, it's super dope, super high graphics, new platforms. By platforms, I mean stages. All the same characters. The older ones are revamped. It looks fucking sweet. They also added... Nina, did you see this? They added Ridley from the fucking Metroid series.
Yeah.
Which is fucking nuts.
Pretty nice. Zelda's new look is based on A Link Between Worlds.
Let me see. I gotta fucking find it. Oh, yeah, her hair. I didn't really like that game. I got it for 3DS, and then I sold it to Aaron, which is someone we both know, Mr. Lewis. I was like, you can have this.
Aww.
I don't care for it.
You'll enjoy it.
It was okay.
Pokemon Trainer can switch between Pokemon at will, which is cool.
That was from I think that was from the Wii U and 3DS version, or was it from the previous version? I forget what version Pokemon Trainer's from, but I like Pokemon Trainer a lot because it went from Squirtle to Ivysaur to Charizard, which is cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Meta Knight, mm-hmm. Marth.
Dude, Star Fox looks dope.
In the GameCube version in Melee, Fox was my favorite. Like, he's fucking awesome. They redid his, like, the graphics on his gun mm-hmm. look so fucking cool. It's so good.
His iPad, dude, it's just
his like reader. Cool. The he over cool. 9,000 reader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it.
Wolf looks cool too. I don't know if you've seen Wolf. He looks fucking awesome.
Let me see.
Ridley looks sick. Ridley, they scaled down because Ridley in the Metroid games is like fucking a dragon, like huge. He or she. I don't know if you gender dragons. But,
Oh, right. God, I don't know. Jeez, I don't know.
They spent a lot of time on this, though. But yeah, anyway, this new Smash game looks fucking dope. They spent a lot of time on it. And I wish they talked about Metroid Prime 4 because that's a game I'm looking forward to. I'm sure other people, like, I'm sure whoever's into Animal Crossing, like Kyle Noya, would have preferred Ooh. That they announced something about Animal Crossing, but they didn't.
That's what I was hoping for.
A lot of people were, dude. I never got into that shit, but I kind of get it as like a third party observer.
But it would just be so cool because it was nice on the DS because you had more space and it, you know, you could really like create your little room and you could move between, you know, places, areas in the town. And then I like that idea on Switch because you just have so much more room to like to see and so much like it would just be so much easier to like move around and then you could like drag your stuff as you decorate and whatnot. I just thought it was a great idea, but I guess they just
it has to be coming to Switch at some point. I don't even know. I'm gonna look it up real quick. Fuck it. Anyway,
like it's such an obvious. It's such an obvious.
Yeah, like you would make money. Like, why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, I don't get it. Well, it's like Pokemon. Well, maybe it is like Pokemon. It's just a hard thing to do.
I mean, I never got into it, but I get it. Like, I get why people like it. And I like it's hearing so why different people like it for different reasons.
Because you make your friends and you have your little houses.
It feels
you
like,
know what I mean?
Like
and
you Nintendo have, Sims to me in a way.
Yeah, it is, except just not as, like, just more pleasant, you know, more childlike, more innocent, chill. You know, it's just not, it's just about, like, making friends and helping them and, like, organizing and decorating. That's
Kyle
what I
was
see
like,
it as.
I just like my daily routines, you know, like, I go in the game and you do these routines in the game and it's just, like, really relaxing, and I was like, okay. I don't know if I would like that, but I kind of get it.
Yeah, because you have to make sure you have a job. You have to make sure that everything's, it's your steward. It's very nice. But again, you know, they forgive you if you don't come back. It's not like,
it's
you know,
like
it's
punishing.
The end of the world.
Yeah. Apparently there's an Animal Crossing
still your
mobile
friend.
Game too. I had no idea. I had zero idea. So yeah, Animal Crossing. I don't know. Let me see. What are the rumors on Animal Crossing? I'm Googling it real quick.
I guess not. I mean, there's just.
Yeah, I don't see anything. Nintendo is playing it too. Blah blah blah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it'll come out next year. But if they're not going to announce it now, then we have no fucking clue. Man, that sucks.
Pocket Camp in October of 2017. That's a while ago.
Is that the mobile one?
Yeah, I think so.
Pocket Camp.
Yeah,
that's
Pocket
a good name.
Camp. Yeah, I mean, I just don't. I want something, like I said, I want something bigger than the 3DS, not something as small as my phone.
Yeah, I feel you. Like the Switch would be fucking perfect. Everyone I know that likes Animal Crossing is like, where is the Switch version? They're all dying.
But then again, I guess it is natural for mobile because, like Kyle says, you know, you need to check it every day.
Right.
So I can get why they would want to steer people in that direction because then again, then it's like the microtransactions are there and it's so much easier to get your credit card. But at the same time, you know, isn't the price of it like a $60 game or whatever it is supposed to offset, like, right, supposed to give them profit? Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know enough about the economics of it, but
I mean, you know, give yourself some credit. Yes. You're correct. It is supposed to be a thing that people survive off of. I don't know, man. I don't know their reasoning for not announcing it or even developing it. That's a whole thing. They also announced a new Splatoon game, apparently, after the Smash game. I haven't played Splatoon. It looks cool. I'm not really drawn to it, but if I, like, played it at a friend's house, maybe I could get into it. Oh, no, sorry. There's a Splatoon 2 expansion. I believe Splatoon 2 is already out for the Switch, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Yeah, that's everything. You wanted to talk about... what did you say? You said Kingdom Hearts for the PS4?
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts is a big one, yeah.
Is there... What excites you about this new Kingdom Hearts announcement?
Well, I mean, we've just been waiting for it for, like, what, 10 years? Has it been a decade? I don't know.
It's been a minute.
Since the second one came out, and then we've had... My roommate plays them all, even though they're not hardly any good. All the, you know, ones for the DS and for the Game Boy, or from the Game Boy Advance. And, like, I mean, there's been a ton of games. It just hasn't been the game. Fortunately, the trailer looks dope-ish. I mean, it just looks incredible. You see you see him, like, Sora hanging out with, like, the bitch from Frozen. What's her name?
Elsa.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you see him like hanging off of Rapunzel's hair or whatever. not Rapunzel, but you know what I mean? Like the new one, Tangled or whatever her fucking name is.
Isn't her name Rapunzel? I don't know what her name is. I haven't seen it.
It's basically Rapunzel for young kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Cuz our regular ass Rapunzel is like not good enough anymore. So that girl or whatever. So, I mean, it just, and then Toy Story's in it. So, I mean, it seems, and then just from like the gameplay that I've seen, the mechanics, like
this does look fucking dope. I'm looking at it now. This looks cool as shit.
Where he like spins, I don't know if that's like
what that Zelda is, but he's sword. Like
spinning. Yeah. It's just like, what? Like, I want to do that.
Just running around with, like, Woody and Buzz Lightyear and, like, Elsa and shit looks fucking dope.
Yeah.
This is interesting. Yeah, I'm just, like, scrolling through it now. What the fuck is Goofy wearing? It's like a mecha suit. What the fuck is this?
I know. It's gonna be so good. I mean, it's really gonna be worth the wait, I think.
Okay. Okay, so if aside from this, what else did you see? There were a few others.
I mean, I'm always down for Tomb Raider.
Oh, word. I never got into Tomb Raider either. But looks cool.
I mean, it's like... You played Uncharted, though, right?
No. No.
No? Okay. It's like Uncharted. It's like the female version of Uncharted. The new God of War 3 is, like, it a little bit, you know, where, like, you have to fight... You spend a lot of time hacking, but you also spend a lot of time, like, doing puzzles and shit.
Okay. Gotcha.
But yeah, I mean, it obviously looks good, and Lara looks like a badass, obviously.
Yeah. That series is, you know, renowned because it's like badass chick fighting shit.
It's a great mix of stealth.
Right.
At least the last one from, you know, for the PC and for the PS3, like that, it really balanced stealth and open war and adventurer and like collecting. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it was kind of like have you played Arkham Asylum?
Yeah.
Okay, it's kind of like an Arkham Asylum,
but with a badass bitch as the main.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Powerful, like, feminist main character.
She's just like always like finding shit, like diaries and shit and artifacts and like.
It's like Indiana Jones meets like, Batman.
Yeah, and then like knifing dudes. I mean, it's good shit. I would recommend it.
I'm looking at, you know, what's interesting about both these franchises is that the fans of these franchises are, it's kind of like, I wouldn't go so as far as to say like the Pokemon fans, but the especially Kingdom Hearts at least is more like Pokemon fans, but both like fans of both these series are like super diehard. Especially Kingdom Hearts, but definitely Tomb Raider too. Like I'm watching this video and these people are like freaking out for the Kingdom Hearts game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they've been waiting for years, and that's their favorite game.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if Pokemon just, like, stopped a couple years ago, like,
yeah, for 8 years
ago.
Oh, a long
time. Yeah, they just, like, never, or they just, like, gave you mini games, and you're just like, okay, but I need, like, a real game.
I want the whole thing.
That's, yes, that is what Kingdom Hearts fans have been
imagine just the tip for 8 years.
Right, basically, bro. Basically. Pretty much. Thank you're God like, these people are about to get laid. Thank you.
Want the whole thing.
They're getting it. In another half year? Oh, fuck. Okay. That sucks. At least they've got all this trailer footage.
It's like sending nudes, all the trailers.
Right.
Oh man, the Kingdom Hearts seems like something I would be into. I just never played it. Like, had I played it, I feel like I would have fucking loved it, but I never did.
Yeah, again, it's another one like the remasters you should invest in at some point.
Yeah, I mean, this one looks dope. If I had a PlayStation, I would, but I do not.
I'm
stuck
that.
Here with my Switch.
Oh shit.
I mean, I do have a PC. I could do that if it were on the PC. Holy shit, there's a $230 Kingdom Hearts 3 Special Edition.
Wait, are you kidding me?
$230. Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's a bundle that comes with 3 Bring Arts figures of the protagonists.
Oh my God.
Only available as part of this bundle. It comes with an art book, a steelbook case, collectible pin. Also includes.
Oh,
okay, gotcha. Man, that's a lot of money for not a lot of extra shit.
Dude, developers are getting so bad about that.
Like extra like shit, but it costs a fuck ton?
Yeah, with like NBA 2K last year, it was just like, really, you want me to pay $80 or $90 for like some fucking like Shaq jerseys in the game?
Oh.
Fuck y'all, dude. No, fuck
like,
y'all.
No. Yeah, no fucking way.
I'm going to play this game for 6 months and I'm never going to touch it again. You want to give me something that's in the game? No.
Yeah, fuck that. Also, it's like literally a jersey. Like, who the fuck cares?
Nobody. So dumb.
Okay, yeah. Well, this is... yeah, that is the whole thing in video games. I don't even fuck with video games much outside of Nintendo, but I know that that's a thing.
Yeah,
that's
it's
a problem
getting
in
bad.
General.
It's getting real bad.
It's not as bad as the like Battlefront pay to win thing.
Oh, true. But I guess at any point, like, you know, it's like, well, yeah, people who pay do kind of suck, but it's like people who have no lives and can dedicate 18 hours a day to that shit, like, I mean, that's kind of a competitive advantage as well. Like, they apparently don't have to work.
I for real don't respect either class of gamer. Like, if you're willing to pay to win, or if you don't have a life and are willing to, I almost respect the people who don't have a life more than the people who pay. But
right,
I respect both very little.
Yeah, it's tough because it's just yeah, it's like one is like okay, you don't have time to really invest in your hobby, so you'll just pay for a cheap thrill of. Of like yeah. being good,
but, and you can afford to spend all this money on video games. Like I can't, I can only afford to buy the game.
Right, right, yeah,
yeah. Outside of that, it's like a lot of extraneous, yeah. Like payment. Yeah, fuck that shit. Mm-mm. There's a lot of that shit in Pokemon Go now, but of course it's a mobile game.
Jeez Louise.
Well, that's all mobile games pay to win.
Yeah, I ran out of Pokeballs in Pokemon Go like a while ago, and I just stopped playing.
You just gotta spin the stops. You get more.
Oh, yeah. Well, instead of doing that, I just stopped playing.
Instead of doing that, I said, peace.
Peace. Seems like effort.
Bye. Okay, so we got these games. Is there anything else? That's all I wanted to talk about personally.
Fallout 76 doesn't really seem that interesting, to be honest, so...
Oh, that's the mobile one?
That's like the online survival. That's what we're talking about. That's like DayZ, right? Or however you call it.
Oh, word. Okay. So I wasn't following. What is this exactly?
So, and I didn't even realize that the other, like this writer had made the connection as well. But there, it's like Fallout 76, like, it's an online survival RPG. So basically, it's like you're controlling a character and a bunch of other people, you know, everybody else on the server is like controlling a character. And you interact, right? You have to like kill each other for to fight for resources and et cetera, et cetera. Mm. And that's like back when I was in college, so like 5 years ago or whatever. DayZ, if I'm saying this right, Days, I don't know. It's the game where like you're not safe anywhere. You know, you just people form alliances and like hijack each other, you know, rob each other of resources, like, and in DayZ like you would log off but you would just be helpless in the game wouldn't stop around you, so you would wake up and you'd be hogtied and all your shit would be gone. And so it seems like Fallout is trying to do a sanitized version of something. It's all also like Rust kind of. So like a sanitized version of them where you're fighting, but I doubt it's going to be like that intense where you get hogtied every time you log out.
Gotcha.
So
I went to the website for Fallout 76 and they just like assume that I'm a Spanish speaker. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They gave me the Spanish version of the website, which I am, but like, what the
nice.
Fuck?
All right.
How the fuck did they, how do you know this? I'm going in the United States. I don't understand. Anyway. Okay. So this game is a lot like DayZ where you like log out and people can fuck you up.
Right? I don't know if that's even a like if that's even a quality of it.
Like an apt comparison.
Well, that's just what the writer is. The writer was in the blog was saying, so I assume that they actually like touched the demo and that's what they're saying. That's just my read. Is like it's a dumbed down version of. I mean, it's just a survival sim, you know. Just like you have to compete for resources in Fallout, except just like you do in the single player game, except now there's like 1,000 of you or whatever, and there's a limited.
Oh, and this is on the Xbox,
right?
Too.
And so like it's limited resources, obviously. And so the strong or the clever like get the resources, and I don't know what everybody else gets.
This is weird. Is this on Xbox only?
I don't.
All I'm seeing here is Xbox. Weird. Maybe. To be determined. I have no idea. Yeah, it only says Xbox One on the website. Aplicaciones, asistencia. Fuck
the
you,
game world the will be four you, times larger than Fallout 4. Yeah.
Holy shit. Why didn't they do this for, like, Skyrim?
I don't know.
That would be fucking dope if they came out with, like, all of... Like, not Tamriel Online, because fuck that game. But, like, something that is, I don't know, like, Tamriel-sized, that would be fucking dope.
So it's basically like the bombs have fallen, and this is, like, the first time that people have, like, ventured out into the wasteland.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And so you have regions.
Well, yeah.
And stuff like that.
Oh, no, they have it on all three. They have it on Xbox, PlayStation, and PC. Okay. I had to go to, like, the buy now, which is Reserva, yeah, in Spanish. That was funny. Okay, this looks cool. Okay. Yeah, I guess on that note, we have nothing else to say. We should just bid everyone who's listening adieu.
Peace out, y'all.
Peace.
Repetitive sedatives like every veteran, never remembering, every degenerate. Instead of forgetting and letting them into the setting like sediment, I'm that part. Mix it up with six guy, rage against machine, bit of J Rock, K-Da. Switch it up, gangsta. Getting on my stage props, dealer with the beats and catch me singing like.
As always, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Tequila.
Mama call me Yeshua, running out of time with the Harry Potter head scarf. I ain't got a desk job.
For the regular listeners, I'd like to thank you for your support and ask that you please help us to continue to improve the show by heading over to our Patreon page and donating $1 a month.
Head farts, yeah, that's for all you gum smack, mud flap, scuzz bag, unwrapped sex.
By donating just $1 a month, you'll really be helping us out, and you'll get Tequila closer to hitting our goal of $30 per month.
Yeah, this is how I rap before I hit it, top shit, but I still respect women.
Once that goal is reached, I personally will be designing and sending each of you a Tequila-branded shot glass or two to show my appreciation. So head over to patreon.com/tequila to support the show. That's Patreon, which is spelled patreon.com/tequila.
Like egregious kids just in front and like Jesus and elitist pimps come from Mars and bitches come from Venus. The way I see us is my strength is all your weakness. Treat them like a hedonist. Every obstacle defeated. Preach it, I'm a seed with.
Remember, you can submit topics for the show and interact with me and guests on the subreddit, which is found at reddit.com/r/tequila.
That's for all your Joe rap smoke ploys. That's for all your go brag. No half, low grab.
You can follow Tequila on Twitter for the latest hot takes on tech news at TequilaCast.
Watch list, that did it. This is how I rap before I hit it. Talk shit, but I still respect women.
The Tequila theme song is Ride Out by Yeshua, which is spelled Y-S-H-W-A. You can also find him online as Vincent Augustus. Thanks, y'all.
Ride out. Name, praise, and my same, my miracle.